More than 5,000 participants stormed the Bastille last Thursday in the 35th annual 5K Run and Walk. The ever-popular race closes Milwaukee's downtown streets and gives participants the unique experience of not only taking over the city, but racing at night. Father and son Jeffrey and Jeremy Mack stormed the Bastille together. And while it was Jeremy's first time participating, Jeffrey says he's been running the race since the very first year it began. For Jeremy, the experience of running with his father for the Bastille Day celebration was a positive one.
I thought it was pretty great, you know, especially for his health and everything. I thought that was amazing. Like, I actually was not expecting that. It was definitely really great. I mean, especially it was my first time, too. So, like, I think this whole thing was amazing.
As a 35-year Storm the Bastille veteran, Jeffrey Mack says it's the night running in downtown that keeps the tradition strong.
The lights, the camaraderie, the people. I think it's awesome. That's the reason why I come back every year.
His son Jeremy certainly agrees that the night run is a great way to experience the city, but believes it's the people who participate that add a big sense of community.
It brings everybody together. I think it's pretty awesome. Everyone's just here downtown tonight, just like having a great time, whether they're watching or cheering on or just enjoying the music and everything, or also running. It's definitely great.
One important aspect of storming the Bastille is the huge volunteer squad from BMO Harris Bank. From the course cheerleaders to water stations, employees of the race sponsor come out in force to be a part of the event. Julie Westbrook, who was managing the water station near Cathedral Square Park, says she's been volunteering at the event for 18 years.
It's a really fun time. It brings the community together, and it's tradition, you know. Bastille Days, I used to come down here when they do the race at midnight, and then they've kind of moved it up to 9 p.m., but it's just been really a long tradition and a lot of fun, and it's fun to be down here with your coworkers doing something, giving back to the community.
The race also brings novice and advanced runners alike to the same course. Kara Clavis has been training for what was supposed to be her first 5K later in the fall for about 4 weeks, but decided on the day of to participate in Storming the Bastille.
It was pretty fun. I was not sure if I could actually run the whole thing, as I've never run a 5K before, but we signed up today and ran.
Sarah Gauthier, who also stormed the Bastille for the first time, found herself focused more on her surroundings than her pace.
I caught myself grabbing my phone and taking pictures of all the runners and the sun setting over downtown Milwaukee and the buildings and everything in the background. It was pretty awesome. It's a different way to see Milwaukee at night.
However, what was a fun and joyful event turned into something different for many, including Kara and Sarah, who heard the news of the attack in Nice after the race.
It actually popped up on my phone as I was finishing the line. It popped up from what happened in Nice.
And what are your thoughts on that?
I'm very sad about that happening, and especially when everybody over there is celebrating. It's just going to be a sad day in France.
Yeah, I was just there 2 weeks ago, so and I have friends, really close friends there, so it's not a great day to be celebrating something that's so great and historical, and then given the circumstances that they're dealing with today.
The attack stunned many in Milwaukee who were celebrating the French holiday, including French Baron Carl de la Chapelle. He heard the tragic news before the race, and as a Frenchman in Milwaukee celebrating Bastille Days, he shared his thoughts.
What I would like to say is I never saw the videos and all that, but Dave told me today about what happened here for the attacks in November, the attacks in Paris, and that speaks plainly about how close Milwaukee and probably the U.S. Are to France. I heard that they built the Eiffel Petit for this occasion, that some big singer came to sing La Marseillaise. This is amazing, and I know that after these events, we in France watched a lot of the reaction of the world, and really that was something that helped us to feel better or not to feel alone when these kind of things hit us. I mean, I don't want them to be, too sad about all this, because the best answer, and that's what we did in Paris, and that's what we do in France right now, is keep living normally, keep celebrating. When there were the attacks in Paris, we kept going outside, we kept going to the cafe, and we kept enjoying the terrasse and all this, because it's really part of what we are. So I would like people to, enjoy it tonight, and that's probably about it. We all find ourselves in liberty, equality, fraternity. It's very important to all of us. And I think that I really like this kind of events here where we find an echo of these values in the US. And it's a good reminder tonight, especially that, you know, friends in the US are actually the oldest allies that you can think of in the free world. And I think that tonight's race is going to mean a lot, to be a little more serious.
With thousands of people ranging from young to old, families to individuals, and runners and walkers of all fitness levels, storming the Bastille means something different to every person crossing the finish line. For Jeffrey Mack, the added motivation to keep running was to finish not just for his health, but for his son.
I am almost 57. I had to finish. It didn't matter what time I came in. I just needed to finish for my son.
Well, congrats to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Lake Effect, I'm Audrey Nowakowski.